back up if it's convenient. We're glad to have you with us today. And let's sing this song to praise our God. Thank you very much. Please be seated. Welcome to all of you that are here today. Happy Father's Day. Today is a great day. It's a day we can come together and we can honor fathers. And so much is said in the Bible about that, along with mothers and families. And we surely are thankful that you're here. Among our visitors today, almost all my family over there. I was real shocked, too, by the way. And Sarah Ann, and I'll get them, but start this way and go that way. That way I won't miss anybody. Sarah Ann's here, my daughter Tabitha, my grandson MJ, my son Tim, my wife Ann, and Emily, my granddaughter, and also my son-in-law, Matt. Now, I mention all of them because they really mean so much to me, and I've already gotten nervous now before I got up here to preach after looking back and seeing all them. But anyway, I'll get over that in a minute, I hope. Boy, didn't we have a vacation Bible school? I was so excited you came, and boy, one night we had 269 people, but we had these teachers did an outstanding job. Matt, you did such a good job, along with all the others. And we just want all of you to know how grateful we are that you came to Vacation Bible School, and we just thank the good Lord for that occasion. Thank you, elders, who, of course, got all these people here and was behind it all, and we surely are grateful indeed for that. A father is wise whenever he takes wisdom from God. And I started thinking about the different people in the Bible that perhaps has influenced more people on the earth than anybody else. Jesus Christ is the most important. But perhaps second, the most influential man that has ever been born in this life was a man by name Abraham. Abraham is spoken of in the Bible in such great, glorious terms. And as I was studying this last week about Abraham, there's so much about him, I knew I couldn't take everything God had said about him. But in that verse that Stuart read for us this morning, the Bible tells us in verse 19 that God knew something about Abraham. He knew he was the man that he could depend upon. Twice in the Scriptures, you have this expression in chapter 18, verse 19, "For I know him." God's saying what? I know Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Abraham was a good man. He had a good family. There's a reason for that. He loved God. Later on, when he is told by the Lord to go and offer his only son Isaac, his son by Sarah, and when Abraham took his hand and he was going to slay the boy, God knew something again. And the Bible says, he said, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know what? That thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." God said, I know Him. I've proven Him. Let me suggest to you these two things. First of all, when God told Abraham to get up and leave your country, you know that's not an easy thing to do. You take off from your father's house. He showed complete trust and faith in God. In Genesis chapter 12, God said to Abraham, Abraham, go into a land that I will show you. What did Abraham do? He prepared, he got everything ready. He packed up and he did what God's bidding was. When the Hebrew writer is writing about this in Hebrews chapter 11, he said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out and not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. He just knew God. And he was ready to do what God bid him to do. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10. In the other account, one of the most trying times perhaps in a man's life will be to take the boy that you love so very much, that you've longed for, and now to hear God say, take this young boy Isaac and offer him in a sacrifice unto me. What kind of faith did Abraham have? He knew God. He believed God. He didn't waver. He had complete confidence in God. And the Hebrew writer later tells us in Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him. Listen to this. Abraham just said, I'll do it. He takes Isaac. He carries everything necessary to offer his son Isaac unto the Lord. Guess what? He put forth his hand to slay the boy. And the Bible says that Abraham did this because he believed something. Abraham, what did you believe? The Bible says he accounted that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. That's a tremendous faith. I believe that God will take care of him. I believe that God can raise him up. Abraham was a man that had tremendous faith. Abraham was a man that was willing. He was tried. No wonder God said, now I know him. He's proven to be one of the greatest influential men that's ever been born in this earth. We ought to be more like faithful Abraham, don't we? God speaks so often to those who are fathers. We've got to be people that are men after God's own heart, all of us fathers. In the Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Spend time with God. Talk to God. Read his word. And be a man like Abraham. A man who truly trusts in Jehovah God. Surely, by being in the kingdom of God and children of the Lord, we have so many wonderful blessings. I was reading a story about a man that had a son. And this son came to him and he asked for $10. The reason why he asked for $10 was because he had asked his daddy, how much money do you make? And his daddy said, why do you need to know? And he answered, well, Dad, I just want to know how much it takes and how much money you get per hour. Well, he said, you got to know, I get $20 an hour. Well, the boy said, can I borrow $10 from you? What do you want $10 for? You want $10 to go out and buy some silly toy? Is that why you want $10 more? And he was angry with his boy, sent him to bed. About an hour later, he began to think about his treatment of his son. He decided to go into the bedroom. And he said, son, he said, I've been thinking about my actions toward you. I'm sorry. I cut you off. I didn't let, here's the $10 that you wanted to borrow. And about that time, the little boy went under his pillow. He pulled out, crumpled up dollar bills, 10 more dollar bills. And his father just went in a rage. He said, you had money. Why did you ask me for money? Well, he said, Dad, I didn't have enough to do what I wanted to do before I got the $10 from you. You said you make $20 an hour. Here, Dad, can I hire you for 1 hour with this $20 that I have? Mothers and daddies, are we spending time with the children? Are they just looking to us as just coming in, going, and not paying much attention to them? You remember the story I told you that one day about the fellow that was sitting and reading his paper. And the little boy came in, his dad to him. And when he went to his daddy, he just did this. He put his hand across the paper and smashed the paper in. And boy, his daddy was so mad. What in the world? I've given you money. I've done this and I've done the other. Why did you act like that? What do you want? And the little boy looked at him and said, Daddy, I want you. I want you. Give your children the example of a father, a mother, who takes time and attention to those that are with you now that soon will be gone. What a picture this is. A picture of a daddy leaving footprints. Told you the story about a little boy up north when it snowed and when his father got down to the barn, he heard his boy hollered back at him and said, Daddy, wait a minute. And the little boy was trying to make every step in the snow that his daddy made. If your children and my children, if they follow our steps, where will it lead them? They're looking to you. They're looking to me. In Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. It's wonderful that we have fathers who at O'Neill trust in God like Abraham, who bring your children to Bible classes, who teach your children what's right, who give your children time. And may every one of us learn from such examples. God bless those who are daddies. In Proverbs 17, in verse 24, the Bible says, wisdom is before him that hath understanding. Oh, to be a wise person. How often we make and we commit failures. We don't want our children to do those things. We have to admit when we're wrong and seek to do all that we can to correct it. Surely, to become wise. Happy Father's Day. In Numbers chapter 6, the Bible says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And that's what we want. In 2 Peter, Peter tells us in verse chapter 3, verse 18, grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. As we grow in Christ and we're blessed by the Lord, surely we're so grateful indeed to Him as He leads us and directs us in the way that we should go. Have you ever written a letter to your son? Have you ever written a letter to your daughter, grandchildren? Why don't you sit down sometimes and write? My kids don't know this, but I have a list of letters that I've written to them at different times in my life. And when I'm gone, I hope they read those things. And hopefully, my grandchildren and all. You see, we're only here for a little while. And then once we're gone, perhaps maybe they'll want to hear something from us. In Psalms 139, the psalmist writes, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. From this microphone, I can just hear those words by a great man that we just lost, Charlie Christopher. Using verse 2, Thou knowest our down sitting and our uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. And God does. Thou comest my path and my line down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there's not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, Thou knowest it all together. You know everything. We need His help and strength. And as Charlie would pray, Thou knowest my down sitting, mine uprising, and You understand my thoughts afar off. Fathers, be good examples. Abraham was such a great man that God said, I know, Abraham, that his children will follow me because he will command his children after him. Let your light so shine, Jesus said before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5 and verse 16. Be an example as Abraham was to his own children. And God said his children would walk in the ways of Abraham because Abraham had faith and trust in the Lord. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he'll not depart from it. Do everything you can. Show him the way. Let him see you. Someone has said, the man that sees another, his dad, live the life that he wants to live. You can see it every day when he's with his dad. Demonstrating to them. Let them see it can be done. There was a man that used to come to the front up here, and he'd lead singing. And a lot of times he'd just have one song for our singing on Sunday night. And he'd lead almost every time, or many times, My name is written in the book. Fred Robertson, great man of God, left before us something that's so important. Is your name in the book? Is your name inscribed in God's book, added by the Lord? Surely, husbands, fathers, servants, roles that all godly men serve in, need to remember there was a man a long time ago. His name was Abraham. He had his ups and he had his downs. There were so many different facets of his life. Yet, what a tremendous man he did. And God in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 would say, by faith. And Abraham was mentioned several times because Abraham was a man that served God. I had to add this one for you young children. Dad, are you really the hero of your children? I hope you are. In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 23, you hear a man who's a father, and he's writing to his son, and listen to him. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. You see the instructions from God? Instructions from God to all of us who are children of the Lord? And the instruction is to remember what God has said, and as this father was speaking to his children, his sons, he wants them to understand they have that grave responsibility of keeping the Father's commandments. A little girl needs daddy for many, many things, like holding her high off the ground where the sunlight sings, like being the deep music that tells her all is right when she awakens frantic with the terrors of the night. Like being the great mountain that rises in her heart and shows her how she might get home when all else falls apart. Like giving her the love that is her sea and air. So diving deep or soaring high, she'll always find him there. Following, loving a father who truly cares. There was a young man who was an atheist. And he had a friend that was trying to do everything he could to influence him to Christianity. And he was practicing with all of his heart to be a great Olympic diver. One night he went to the pool. It was dark somewhat, some light shining in, but he decided he was going to climb up as high as he could and dive into that pool. But when he got to the very top, there he was standing. He had his hands and arms outstretched, and he looked at that. And suddenly he remembered what his friend had been telling him all about, was Jesus on the cross. It was the answer to the world. And it just came all over him. He decided, I'll follow my knees. I'm going to seek to try to find what that friend of mine has been telling me about concerning being a Christian, a child of God. Just as he did so, the janitor came in. He flipped on all the lights. And he saw that young man up there who had almost gotten ready to jump in, start practicing, but he was on his knees. And when he looked down, he saw that the pool had been drained that day. Had he gone ahead and jumped, what would have happened to him? The great influence that you can have, the power of your interest in others, is surely seen. And thankfully, this young man's life was spared. Surely, my friend, when we talk about fathers, fathers are leaders, instructors, examples. Fathers to be workers and shepherds of the sheep. Men of wisdom and man of God. A man of protection. Don't forget this one point. As we close our lesson this morning, enjoy every moment you have with your children. The joy of fatherhood. In Psalms 127, verses 4 through 5, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Surely, childhood goes by so fast. Yes, friends, happy Father's Day. We appreciate all you do. Let us all be the kind of people that God wants us to be. If you're not a Christian, don't you hear His Word? Believe it. Believe in Jesus. Repent of your sins. Confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And today, be buried with your Lord in baptism to rise up and walk in new life. And if you're a child of God and you haven't been faithful, ask God to forgive you. Let us pray with you and for you. If we can help you in any way this morning. Remember Abraham. Remember a man that was tried. Remember that one was faithful and true. Remember the exhortation of God's will. And God wants you. He's done everything to make it possible for you to be one of His children. If you're subject in a way to His invitation today, won't you obey Him while together we stand?